Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you. And I'm seeing fog out there, outside my window, and fog in the marketplaces.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks every year, Vancouver joins the rest of Canada with cold weather and snow, and then it's back to rain.
Yeah.
We have a question from Alan in Parksville, British Columbia, which is on Vancouver Island, a beautiful spot. A few questions, actually. He says, hello, Bob. Can you give us your thoughts on the idea of Western confiscation of seized Russian assets to pay for the war in Ukraine?
Yeah, some of that's been going on. The Western authorities have confiscated a few of the oligarchs, you know, billion-dollar yachts and stuff like that. I don't know that it's going to make much of a dent in Russia. Their problem is that their economy is tied to crude oil, and the price has been weak, and it can get weaker maybe in the latter part of the year. And that's what's going to do in Russia. They need, and if you take a look at a chart of the price of crude oil and Putin's aggression, it always happens at a high for crude oil. And then he gets committed, and now, you know, crude took quite a hit down to December and is, you know, going to recover into the first quarter, maybe even further. But then one wonders, I don't think crude's going to get to new highs, and but it can get to new lows, in which case Russia runs out of money seriously. So it's going to be fascinating, and you still have this political movement, popular nationalism. Putin's been pretty good with it in supporting the Orthodox Church, and it has, you know, good support amongst the citizens. He's been playing that well. But nonetheless, they don't like the war in Ukraine. Young men have been leaving Russia to avoid conscription. So the place is going to be a mess, and the next big hit to crude oil will, you know, probably prompt a reform in Russia.
Mm-hmm. And Alan asks, is there any historical precedent for this kind of action?
Oh, I think in previous wars, sometimes people have confiscated things, but not to any huge financial extent.
Well, Second World War, they seized all the assets owned by Japanese Canadians.
And also put them in internment camps, too.
Yeah. They haven't done that to the Russian oligarchs.
Nope.
Go ahead.
And then he asks, how is this going to affect the gold markets? Yeah. Well, we stay with the theme that in a post-bubble contraction, the very careful money goes to the most liquid items, which is going to be U.S. Treasury notes, you know. Excuse me. Shorter than 1 year treasury. So that puts a bid in for the dollar. And then also gold is a good liquid item too, so that puts a bid in for gold. So don't see much, any huge change in the dollar price of gold, but as I emphasized, what is really important is what the real price of gold is doing. And it goes up in a post-bubble contraction, and the relative to commodities, relative to crude oil. So as these, like gold divided by the CRB, the commodity index is a proxy for mining costs. So mining costs have been declining relative to the bullion price. So they're making money. And this is a long-term trend. And also it's much more vivid when you take a look at gold divided by crude oil, because some 60% of mining costs are energy related, and somehow one way or another that comes back to crude. And crude has really declined relative to gold, so I see profitability coming into the gold mining business, and it'll change. The old story about buying the golds because dollar down, gold up, that's just a speculation in foreign exchange markets. Whereas if you're buying gold stocks on increasing earnings, a whole stream of increasing earnings, like in the 1930s, you're investing in gold stocks. So the gold stocks can not, well, you know, you get a big whack in the S&P, and the gold stocks are going to get hit. But when the S&P is not getting whacked, gold stocks can not just go up, but they can outperform the S&P. So if you have GDXJ outperforming S&P, there's going to be equity fund managers, young guys out there who may not normally buy the golds, but if you get a couple of quarters with the golds outperforming the S&P, they got to get in the sector. So this is where it's very positive out there for gold stocks. And it came, you know, in the last two Octobers, they were kind of washouts. So the sector is sort of washed out quite thoroughly and is in an uptrend. And as I point out, based upon the probability of earnings improving for quite a few years. So we're in a multi-year bull market for the gold stocks.
Could Bob care to speculate on how Russia may retaliate in the financial markets? Of course, I'm reminded that Russia's economy isn't any bigger than Italy's.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's the other way around. Russia's going to get disciplined by the financial markets. So it's not Russia retaliating in financial markets. It's going to be financial markets devastating Russia.
And could this be the prick that deflates the crypto markets?
Pardon me for laughing. Deflates the crypto markets. No, the crypto markets blew out a while ago, overbought, got hit, and have been drifting here. So, and the bulls about cryptos is everybody's going to own them, so they're going to go up forever. But no, I think they've blown out. So, and it's a market phenomenon. So, as the major stock indexes roll over, the Bitcoin thing will go with it.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Headline from the China Observer, massive shutdown of China's steel plants.
Yeah, no, that's not a good sign, is it? They just, while they were building empty spaces and empty railroads and all kinds of things, so I guess the demand for steel is just suddenly gone.
If they're not building these artificial cities that nobody's going to, they even built one just outside of Beijing. It looks perfect, but nobody's there.
I think they built one to replicate downtown Paris.
Yeah.
I remember something about that.
Ah, but, you know, without the Parisian there for in the Strat, you don't get the same attitude. You know, you have to have rude waiters. here's your... You ask for ketchup, I spit in your face.
Yeah.
Oh.
Bonjour.
The worst service you'll ever get is a Paris, Parisian restaurant. The people who work there really don't want to be there, it seems. Headline, price wars spark rout in China's consumer sector.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at those two together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shutting down steel plants and the consumer sector is getting hit. Price wars, and everybody's going on about inflation. Now, this is price wars.
Wall Street Journal's headline, ETFs will make Bitcoin problems even worse.
Yeah, that story about getting approval to have ETFs on the Bitcoin, I took that as a defensive move. They think it's going to boost the game. And then, of course, later on, there's been articles and headlines suggesting that it is a desperate move, and it may not boost the game. So, yeah.
Well, as friend to the show Mike Swanson pointed out, an ETF means you can short Bitcoin.
Oh, yes.
And
that was like back in 1989 when the Nikkei was the big game in the world, the only game in town. And I think there was a trust company in Toronto came up with some kind of a vehicle so you could short the Nikkei. Not many participants, but it's just vague in my mind. I'd have to look it up, yeah.
Yeah, and Danielle Park pointed out there were 11 Bitcoin ETFs in Canada, and all of them lost money.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so the ETF, that was in the U.S. So, again, it's the idea, I think, is to hype Bitcoin, but it's something that has absolutely nothing backing it. Nothing.
Yeah.
Except a few electrons.
Yeah.
From Breitbart, frigid Chicago temps turn EV charging stations into car graveyards.
Well, you know me. I've been against the fad for electric cars for a long time. And they really just don't work in cold weather. They can't even take a charge. And then I have a friend who is the engineering genius guy, and he points out that when everything's working, when you're charging one of these, it generates a lot of heat in that part of the circuit. So even when you charge one, there's an accompanying little coolant system. And as Mark says, guess what, Bob? The coolant is inflammable. So they're just a crazy fad. And people were being virtue signaling by getting these things, but it takes more energy to build them than you get out of them. And they have very exotic elements in it. They blow up on their own. And as people now are seeing with this unusual cold winter in North America, they're finding that they're absolutely hopeless. They're even difficult to charge in cold weather. So, yeah, bye-bye electric vehicles.
Headline, U.S. consumers are engaging in historic debt binge and delinquencies are growing.
Yep. One side, they're expanding the burden, and the other side, delinquencies are showing. I guess it's end of credit cycle type of action, yeah.
Well, maybe they're just following the example of their government.
Good one.
Yeah, well, they don't seem to be too worried about their trillion and multi-trillion dollar debt.
Yeah.
Yahoo headline, emerging market assets extend worst start to the year since 2016.
Yeah, this is into our phenomenon where you can have a very good move in something. And we got it this year, including the stock market, into January. And then you get the correction. But also, it seems that the support for whatever emerging assets, well, it's just, you know, that's it, game over kind of thing. So, yeah, that's an important headline, that the big guys can't move the small emerging market assets markets. So, yeah.
Well, that's when you bring up one of your favorite quotes from Marcus Tullius Cicero.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where he points out that in Roman times, if you had a financial problem at the in the eastern end of the Mediterranean, Phoenicia, important trading places, Greece, that it would work its way to the financial center in Rome. And that is a classic, and that's the way it goes. Whereas the lesser exchanges fail first, and then it eventually comes to the financial center. So,
and I guess really we are sliding into poorer economic times, because the headline says here, price reduction for a 1959 Ferrari 250 GT Pininfarina Coupe. Well,
yeah.
I guess for Ferrari collectors, good times.
Yeah, the prices are softening for very desirable cars.
Yeah. I would think for collectibles of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It will be. Yeah.
Well, we've already seen the collapse of those NTFs, where people were paying fortunes, millions, for digital photos of smoking chimpanzees.
Oh, yeah. Those things. That was amazing. Yeah.
I'm thinking of Justin Bieber spent millions on a smoking monkey digital replication of something, and now it's worth a few hundred dollars.
Yeah. No, That was amazing stuff, yeah. But it's, you know, I'm a sports car nut, and I just saw that one for the Ferrari's online newsletter. And, yep, I guess collector cars would be weakening probably across the board. So,
Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Jim, good to be with you, and let's look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. He'll answer that question for you. Find us on X at How Street. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.